This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Good Monday. Beautiful day. 76 degrees.
All week, man. I turned on the sprinklers for the first time today.
Nice.
The lawn was getting a little brown.
You see the neglect when you come home after a week and a half away.
Yeah.
You look at your house and go, ooh.
Yeah. I do some weeding today, blew some bark dust, turned on the sprinklers. Yeah, it's in the lawn maintenance phase.
What was the weather like in Italy?
It was really nice. It was very humid, and it was in the 70s, and it never got cold, even at night. Like maybe 65, but very humid. So a lot of big guy sweat, a lot of Sprint Tri Clyde sweat going on in Italy. Very nice.
Well, I don't want to brag, but I'm going to brag.
Go for it.
We've had freaking phenomenal weather since you left.
My lawn could tell. When I got home, I was like, wow, what happened?
Yeah.
2 weeks, I went from a lush green to, it was
it feels like summer.
Dare I say, St. Andrews-esque brown. I didn't like it.
It feels like summer around here. It's weird. Hmm. We just keep waiting for like a hurricane to blow through at some point here.
You know when they say like the whole is like, you let it go brown, you know, don't waste the water. I don't like that.
Well, you know what Sam Elliott says?
What'd he say?
He says, keep it green. Hmm. Because it prevents wildfires.
Yes. I don't like...
Or helps. I mean, it doesn't...
The brown lawn,
you know what I mean,
bothers me. It jams me up. I don't know why. I don't like it.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yeah, my yard's not catching on... Well, it might catch on fire right now, but normally, I like to green that thing up a little bit.
So, we had big college football news today.
Did we?
Yeah. We did.
So we had the big announcement.
Yeah, big announcement.
Well, you know me. I have stated for the record that if I were a college program, because now college programs are having to operate like the NFL. It's a budget, right? And everyone talks about it. You have a general manager and you budget for each position. I would not pay for a 5-star quarterback. Wouldn't do it. It's too much money and the investment just very rarely pays off. And you look at college playoff teams, they very rarely do you actually have a quarterback that's a high ranking guy that you brought through your program. It's transfer dominated. I do not get the idea of spending $4 million on a kid. And more than likely he's going to end up somewhere else in a year or two. I don't get it.
I mean, just stupid.
Well, Georgia would disagree with you.
Well,
because Jared Curtis, the number one quarterback in the class of 2026 today, chose Georgia over Oregon.
Which means he will be an Oregon quarterback in 2 years. By the way, I looked this up, and I get it. He loves him, and, you know, he's the end-all, the be-all. But I looked up the number one quarterback. And by the way, this isn't always a consensus, right? Like, Drew Aller at one point by some was considered the number one quarterback, and no offense to Drew Aller, but... But this is, the best of my knowledge, this is from 33rd team. They took what they believe to be the consensus number one quarterback for the last 25 years. And in today's world, let's say you're paying that kid somewhere between $3 to $4 million a year to come to your school. 2000, Brock Berlin.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Brock Berlin.
Brock Berlin.
He wasn't any good, was he?
No. 2021, Brody Croyle, Alabama.
He was all right. They won. Yeah. I mean, that's Alabama.
Yeah.
He wasn't any good.
Here's one that Vince Young.
Didn't seem good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pay him. You pay him. So we got one.
I'm sure they did.
Kyle Wright. Yeah. And by the way, they were paying him. Absolutely. Kyle Wright, Miami.
Don't even remember that guy.
Mark Sanchez, USC.
Okay.
It was solid.
Worth it.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
Here's one. Matthew Stafford. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jimmy Clausen, Notre Dame.
Oh, God.
New. Matt Barkley, USC. New. Phillip Sims, Alabama. New. Jeff Driscoll, Florida. New. Jameis Winston. Yes. Heisman Trophy, National Championship. Max Brown, USC. New. Kyle Allen, Texas A&M. New. Josh Rosen. New. Ugh. David Mills, Stanford. New. Shea Patterson, Ole Miss. New. Trevor Lawrence. Yes. Spencer Rattler. New. Oof. Bryce Young, Alabama. Yes. Quinn Ewers, Ohio State. Nope.
No.
And Ohio State paid that kid, and he left a year later and he went to Texas and he was okay. By the way, fun fact, Quinn Ewers turned down roughly $5 to $6 million to go to Notre Dame to go sign a like a six round contract that's not worth that over 4 years.
Yeah. Hey, did you know we have a show while you were gone?
Yeah.
That was discussed. No, he signed a 4 year deal in the NFL that will pay him $4.4 million. Or it's like 4.8 or something.
Yeah, he could have gotten probably 5 and 6 to.
He could have gotten at least $3 million for 1 year, yeah. Or $4 million for 1 year of college football.
Yeah, and then Cade Klubnik at Clemson. You could say
he's pretty good.
It's pretty good. And then Arch Manning, who hasn't started.
I mean, so you're looking at how many did you just read
That's
off there?
25.
Yeah, I think maybe 3 or 4. So you're looking at 10%, 15% hit rate.
And by the way, now with the transfer portal, I'm telling you, you can go back. Who is the, Dante Moore, by the way, that could be the Duck quarterback. We don't know that for certain, but at transfer kid, who was the kid that was going to go to Florida, ended up at Miami?
Rashada.
Yeah, Rashada. He's somewhere else again.
No, do you see where he is now?
He transferred out of, where's he at now?
So he went from Florida to ASU.
Well, he went from Miami to Florida to ASU to Georgia.
To Georgia.
And now he's somewhere else.
Do you know where?
No, I saw the.
I'm about to blow your mind.
He put it in the wind again.
BYU.
No.
No.
No. Worse. No offense.
Hey, we're actually on the come up, man. Yeah. We got money to spend.
No, this is way worse.
Yeah.
Jaden Rashada is now. Just the other day,
yeah.
I saw this, and he signed at. Yeah. I like to do this. Suspense.
Somewhere
you know?
Not good.
It's good for radio.
Southwest Louisiana.
Sacramento State.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
The Mount Kai Nelson, the USC kid, left at Boise, and then he went to, like, UNLV. Like, I'm telling you, if you're one of these schools, and you're paying this kid, you're paying these five-star kids $4 or $5 million to come be your quarterback, I just do not think that they're from a statistical standpoint and just like probability. I swear there is not a worse investment in all of sports than paying a high school kid this amount of money. Who is the Nico Amemalea or
Yamaleava?
Nico.
That guy.
Nico L.
They rolled out the carpet for him at Tennessee, and they got like below average SEC quarterback play, and then the drama of that kid and that whole scenario, and now he's at UCLA. It's just not worth it to pay the money for these five-star quarterbacks.
So
it's
you want
a terrible
them on their,
investment.
You want them on their second deals.
Yes.
Or third deals.
Yes. I would go, I tell you, I would budget my money and spend maybe $1 million, $700,000 on a good solid 4-star kid that I really liked and I thought I could develop and wouldn't put it in the portal. And then I would just sit there and try to grow and develop my room that way. And then try to pounce on one of these kids that decides to leave after a year because there's 8,000 of them. It's just not worth it.
So Curtis is from Nashville.
Yeah.
They are saying he has a very big arm, already a strong body. They say he's kind of ready to roll now. Big kid.
That's what I said about Drew Aller.
He's number one in the class of, or he's number one quarterback in the class of 2026, and he's the number two player in the entire class. And he had, you know, he looked at Ohio State.
Yeah.
There were some others, Auburn. But he ultimately took it down to Georgia and Oregon. And he announced just a little bit ago that he is going to go play for Kirby.
For a year until he doesn't win the job. And then.
So according to you, that's a win.
That's
because
a win.
Now Oregon will get him in 2 years.
Yes. He'll be a Duck. The moment he puts in the portal, and he will, then we can all be like, hey, remember, Oregon was right there neck and neck with him. And then Oregon will scoop him up for $1 million as opposed to the $4 million that he's going to get at Georgia.
So you think $4 million? Is that what the kid like that gets?
That would be my guess. Somewhere in that $3 to $4 million range. Yeah. To be for the number one player in your class at quarterback, my guess is it's in that range. Yeah. It's an expensive bet.
All right. Our stock watch is next. What we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on the Fan.
It's primetime stock watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right. He is top 53 west of the Mississippi in picking first-round leaders on the PGA Tour.
It's unbelievable.
He is a superfecta horse racing hitter. Mm-hmm. Clunky, but you get what I'm saying.
I see where you're going with that.
And he is a sprint try Clydesdale.
Now, before we get into this hot stock watch, can I ask a question? Because I've been noodling with this whole...
You're blown away by it, aren't you?
Yeah, this Clydesdale thing. Yeah. Have you ever swam 800 meters?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
Have you ridden a bike 13 miles?
No. Well, I mean, I have, but not recently.
And have you run a 5K?
Yes, recently, a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the only one
I've been sending Rop my mapped updates.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay. Do you have a bicycle?
Yes.
He stole
it. It's not my bicycle. I'll be borrowing a bicycle.
Okay.
Unless you have a bicycle you want to give me that's better.
You can ride mine if you want.
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone should trust me with your nice bike, but...
Oh, you're... Like, what are you going to...
I don't know.
He's going to try to ride it in the water.
Yeah, that's right.
If you wanted a nice bike to ride in your...
I think I have one that's gonna do the trick. It's got the little... not racing...
Pedals.
It's got a little handlebar set up. No, it's got
it.
The air handlebars, the better for...
You don't need that for 13 miles.
Okay, I don't think so either. They already got them on there.
Right. He has a cycling coach
already. I have a consultant.
Do you really?
Yes.
No, it's just this guy, Joe, who texted into the show, has been offering me tips. He's
one of our listeners.
Nice. He's great.
Helping him out.
All right.
Fellow Clyde.
I can't wait. I'm going. When and where?
Bend, Father's Day weekend.
All right, I'm not going.
June 14th.
I was like, if that's around Portland, I'll show up to that. But I just want to see Buck in a wetsuit.
Yeah.
He's going to wear a Speedo, he told me.
I would hope so.
No.
All right, you're up.
All right. Well, today... Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's for you.
Wonderful.
Rich guy.
Today, at the Spurs facility, they had the official passing of the torch.
It was awkward.
From Greg Popovich to Mitch Johnson. Here is, albeit a short clip, of what Popovich had to say when they took off his windbreaker.
I'm no longer a coach. I'm El Jefe.
He's no longer coach. He's El Jefe. Buy or sell, this is the right move for the Spurs and for Popovich.
Yes. He cannot handle the day-to-day operations. But he's been the coach for like 20...
Oh, I mean moving into the president role.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't think it is at all. I was alarmed by... Look, he had a stroke, right?
Yes.
And then he had another incident at a restaurant.
Yeah. Far be it for us to judge what his future health is going to be
like.
But it's like, does this guy need basketball anymore?
No. Well, they promoted him to president of basketball ops.
I know. And he's going around and doing bits and t-shirts and windbreakers.
So if you don't know, El Jefe means the boss.
The boss.
So he... Yeah, I was alarmed by how... God, how do I put it nicely? Like
he just doesn't look good.
He looks terrible. He had to hold on to Ginobili to move around. He looks... He's old.
Physically unstable. Looks like he's off balance.
He's just old. Just... It's enough.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just a position where it's like, he's not really going to do
can
much.
Can I tell you that was kind of what
like a celebratory.
I'm under the impression that he will. This has to be somewhat of a ceremonial position, right? Like, and maybe everything is, maybe the faculties are all there. He just physically has a hard time getting around, and then you can do it from your office. And
well, you could ask him questions like, hey, Pop, what do you think of this guy? Yeah. Watch this film. Or, you know, but he's not like.
Look, the right move is for him to not be the coach, and you can't wait for him to get better, because I hate to tell you this, but at 76, soon to be 77 years old, you don't really get better after this. You hang on until it's over. So I guess I can see both ways, but yes, maybe this is the wrong move if you are putting him in charge of the entire organization.
Yeah, I agree. Wrong move. Bad move.
Let's move on. Oh, are we
well,
good?
I don't think he's really going to be in charge.
And that's my thing, is if he is just kind of a consultant guy, yeah, but there's other people there, then yes, it's the right move.
He's like Bert Cold.
I love the figurehead idea, but like they said president of basketball operations. That sounds like day-to-day work.
I hope not.
Let's move over to the NFL and former Oregon Duck Dylan Gabriel, who was drafted 94th overall. And much like Sook's future daughter-in-law might be able to talk to birds.
Oh, no.
This is where all the boys would get together, at least in the neighborhood. Wanted to talk story or hang out. Check out the view.
What?
That bird back there.
What are they saying?
Cleveland Browns, 94, that's what he said. Cleveland Browns.
With the 94th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Dylan Gabriel.
Oh my God.
Hey man, how we doing?
Amazing now.
We're pumped for you, we're pumped for your family.
Buy or sell Dylan Gabriel. Hell? Yeah, that was a day before.
Can you explain that? He's doing a feature. Somebody's like
he's doing bird calls, and then they said, "What'd that bird say?" And he said, "It says Cleveland Browns."
This is the day before
the day before he got picked. Said Cleveland Browns, number 94, and then it happened.
Wow!
Yeah. So
let's do that.
Buy or sell clairvoyant birds. Buy or sell Dylan Gabriel can talk to him.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, I buy it.
It was mostly just an excuse to play the audio.
It's a hell of a clip. Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he can. Obviously, the bird told him it was going to be the Browns. How else would he know that?
Is there a bird telling Buck where to place these bets? Are we discovering something right now?
Well, I am staying at my mom's house right now, and there's a woodpecker hammering at the side of the house that we're sleeping on, and it's not great. So
no good.
I'll be talking to that bird.
Well, it's a hell of a thing when Dylan Gabriel predicts getting drafted by the Browns.
What do you do about a woodpecker? I mean, you don't want to, like...
That's a whole other conversation, but one of the things they suggest is the, like, hypersonic type deal, but apparently that's not... It doesn't work for dogs, which they have.
So you don't want to know how I handle birds.
Just shoot them.
Say you don't want to
know? Gonna blow some ducks.
Look, if there's an animal destroying your property...
Gonna go blow some ducks?
You know, what do you do?
Well, I would look for a more humane approach.
Such as what?
Because I think woodpeckers are cool.
Well, what do you...
I just need it to go peck other
wood. You're going to go rehome it?
How exactly do you do it? Are you going to get up there and catch it with your bare hands?
Find
are you
going to
catfish noodle?
I just asked that question. How do you handle the pecker?
Well, every now and then
Don't clip that.
Well, just...
We good on that one?
That's how I... Look, you come into my yard. Just know. There's certain rules that you must abide by, and if you don't, there's penalties.
Because this is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to the baseball diamond where Keith Hernandez had an interesting interpretation over the weekend.
And this is a perfect bunt. This is shades of Bud Harrelson, who was a terrific, I know you're not supposed to say it, but they call it a different term, but in our day it was a drag bunt. And... nothing you can do. Did everything right.
Wait, that's not what I expected.
Buy or sell, we're not allowed to say drag
what?
Bunt.
Why can't we say drag
bunt? Is he confused? I don't think he's doing bits.
Is he getting raked over the coals for that?
Well, I think, but I don't think drag bunt comes from that term, does it?
I wouldn't think so.
It comes from the action of like dragging your foot out of the box.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is he doing?
It says a drag bunt is performed while the batter is moving towards first base.
Yeah. Well, so buy or sell, Keith Hernandez even knows what a drag bunt is.
I think he just thought that when
it sounds like he thinks it's un-PC to say that.
He's trying. He's going a little. Look, I think it is hard for Keith Hernandez to be PC.
Okay.
And so I'm guessing that he because knowing what I know of him,
yeah,
I'm guessing that he has a hard time. So he thinks everything is going to be.
I watch a lot of Mets games.
Criticized.
And Keith Hernandez does. He's just an old school guy. Keith Hernandez is a man's man. And occasionally, Keith gets, you know, he gets a little blue.
So he's just being extra cautious?
I think someone has told Keith that he needs to mind his P's and Q's. And Pete, in his mind, heard the term drag and was like, oh, boy, I can't.
That's trouble.
That's trouble. You know, sometimes words have double meaning. And yeah, that's.
Yeah, I.
It's okay, Keith. You can
so
say
we
drag
can
bunt.
Say drag bunt?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Okay, good.
I interpret that as him trying to be overly cautious because he's gotten in trouble before.
Sure.
And so he's like, oh, drag, better not say that.
Yeah.
See the libs, the damn libs, the woke, the mob. This is what they do to you.
For him. That's what he thinks.
They get up in your kitchen like that.
What different term is it? Like, by the way, it's still a drag. Like, what do they call
of
it now?
Of course, it is a drag.
No, it is a drag.
It's a drag bun.
He said it like he wasn't sure he could say it.
I don't take my social cues from Keith Hernandez.
Look, I love Keith Hernandez. That's all. He can say whatever he wants. Keith Hernandez is a freaking legend.
Well, Bill Belichick was in the headlines plenty when Suk was gone. He made it up onto SNL this weekend. Here's what that sounded like.
Sir, this order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know? Did you see Belichick's girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right?
Yes. She is a beautiful creature.
God, you're creepy. This is why we don't hang out outside of work.
So Bill Belichick is reportedly hired outside PR help. Buy or sell that we will not hear from Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson until the start of the football season.
I think that they're going to go under. They're going to go undercover for a bit. Yes,
somebody got to him.
Yeah. Well, that interview was a disaster, and then everyone started talking about it. That there were internal problems at North Carolina. There was becoming a concern, and look, she knows she's in this for you know the gravy train and to keep things moving. She knows that she may have overplayed her hand a little bit, so she'll The fact
that they'll slump away for a bit.
Yeah, they'll slump away, and then she'll continue to pull the strings. Like, Bill's not kicking her to the curb. Bill's not getting another one of these, you know, unless he pays for her, which he's probably doing on this one. But, and then it look weird. Like, she knows. Keep quiet for a little bit, reemerge once the season starts. So, yeah, they're gonna sit the next couple plays out, and then she'll come back.
I gotta be honest with you. I have a hot take.
Take it.
He might punt on her.
No.
You heard it here first.
Zero chance.
I think she's got something on him.
Dude, yeah. She's got
Buck thinks she's black.
She's got something on him, and it's called those two, you know, those two things on his face.
Oh, there's a lot of those things you can put on your face.
See, but here's the thing. When you're Bill, look, chances are
he can get anything. He can anything.
No.
He's 73.
He's 73.
But he can get a young hot.
Yeah, you pay for it, and he's probably paying for this one, but the fact that
he can get one that's a lot less problem. I'll tell you that. Dude, if he starts getting pissed off about all this stuff, he could easily dump her. He knows why she's in this.
Not talking about this.
I'm telling you, dude. I think you're putting you're giving Bill way too much credit. Bill's never gone down these roads before, and Bill's not certain if he can get another one.
When they bust up, so let's give this until September before the season. If they break up, I want the recognition. I want the love.
This ain't going
the
anywhere.
Accolades.
By the way,
the
did you see the previous boyfriend was a 64-year-old guy too?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, her ex was like a 64-year-old finance bro. So apparently, Jordan has a type.
This is what I'm saying.
And it's old, saggy, and rich.
Like, she's not even shy about it. Like
no.
She's just this is her bit. And I think Bill is finally going to go, dude. F that. I need someone in the I need a 24-year-old hot in the shadows, not you.
I just saw that the ex was coming out and was like making the rounds defending her and being like, I'm tired of people calling her a gold digger. She's wise beyond her years. You're like, what?
Yeah, and she chose you for your face and muscles too.
Exactly.
She's very ambitious.
She apparently has convinced these old men
that's not hard to do.
Yeah, probably.
It's the power of the you know what.
Yeah.
But
all I know
she's overstepping her bounds. And listen, it all tracks with what you just said. Like, they're already taking a step back here.
Yeah.
And you know that's because Bill's a little pissed off about all this. This is not good for Bill.
I just think people have gotten in Bill's ear and be like, Bill, dude, just tone it down just a little bit, bud. Just be quiet. Bill's like, have you seen her? He's like, I know, just...
Sorry to non-address.
Tap it down.
By the way, now the latest thing on her, because everybody's digging up all her stuff now.
Yeah.
Is she forced her way onto that Dunkin' Donuts ad.
Yeah.
She wasn't supposed to be in that.
No.
And then she just...
Oh, she's a ladder climber.
Suddenly was in it.
She knows what she's doing.
And she has like an $8 million real estate portfolio now.
Yeah, I wonder why. Look, something... If they met on a sugar daddy website, that would be the... Because like... Now all of a sudden they're like, oh, I don't want to talk about how we met. They met supposedly on an airplane or whatever. Something tells me they met on a website.
All right. That is Stockwatch, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next. Bodies everywhere. Here's Buck.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, nice to have you along. It's Monday. It's sunny out there. It's nice. Big Sook's back.
All week's supposed to be sunny in the 70s, right?
I think so, yeah.
Forecast looks great. Summer is officially here.
Not named Pope.
No,
Big Sook.
Yeah. Put my name in the...
You know, Joey thought you were going to be our first stick and puck Pope.
Stick and puck Pope?
Yeah.
What?
Pope.
Pope? Why would I be stick and puck what?
Because you're a hockey guy.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Pope? What does that have to do with... There's never been a hockey fan as a Pope?
No, you'd be the first. Mm. He had some weird idea about how they were going to make you Pope.
I think you have to be Catholic.
Friday. But,
and religious. And love God.
You have been disqualified.
Yeah, yeah.
Not being considered.
No, it's a little disappointing. I did see him getting the chimney ready, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What were they doing to it?
No, they showed me, because when we were there, the chimney is, and I did not know this, the chimney is not up.
Oh.
Like, they put it up when they showed us the chimney and like where it was going to go, and then a couple days later the fire brigade comes and installs it, but the chimney is not there during regular when there's an alive
so
Pope.
Exciting.
Yeah, I got the whole scoop, man.
Chimney installation
yes
news.
Yeah, the fire brigade goes up there. It's a whole thing.
Right now it is May 5th, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman. May 5th, Cinco de Drinko.
Yes. where everyone gets uncomfortably culturally appropriated. Just be careful out there. Say it every year. Same thing on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wear a sombrero.
Well, you know, about a modicum of respect. I've seen a lot of... There's a lot of uncomfortable...
El Trevador.
MAGA types dressing up in full, like, outfits and then, like, celebrating, but also having, like, the deport, the illegals, and, you know, just don't be a douche.
Did you celebrate the 4th, like our POTUS? May the 4th be with you?
No, I did not.
No?
Well, I was traveling. I had a 20-hour trip back, so... Although, can I just say, Turkish Airlines, yeah, giddy up.
Yeah?
Yeah, well played.
Good airline?
One of the better airlines that I have flown.
You have a bunch of Turkish hots on there?
No, actually not. Little surprised.
Huh. Alperen Şengün on there?
No.
Oh, that's right. I
but just in general, I would say, like, that's a top 3 airline that I've flown.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think as you travel internationally,
yeah,
the more you travel internationally, you realize how bad our airlines are.
Yes.
Here.
Yes. 100%. So they did a phenomenal job.
Was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
It is also No Pants Day.
Well, I'm wearing shorts. Does that... Or no. Am I supposed to just be...
No
undies?
Pants.
Are shorts pants?
No, they're shorts.
Aren't shorts short for short pants?
I feel like they are. I feel like no pants is literally you just like wearing some undies. Or if you want to go full Winnie the Pooh, you could do that. Donald Ducking it if you would rather. Porky Pig.
Porky Pig.
Any yes. of that. Which, by the way, when females do it, it's fantastic. When guys do it, I just think you're a drunk. Like, if you know, if I see, because sometimes my gal will do that. She is a, she Porky Pigs it, or Porky Pigs it quite a bit. Like, she'll just be, like, getting ready.
Take off your shorts and
she's wearing
me.
A t-shirt and nothing on the bottom. And I think that's fantastic. But if she came home and I was, like, smoking a cigar with a t-shirt and just nothing, I would assume she would immediately come in and be like, how much have you had to drink? And that's a fair question.
You got to call the hotline.
Yes. At that point, I probably need to go to
meetings. Multiple hotlines.
Yes.
Not only the booze hotline, but the perv hotline.
Yeah, it's not good. It's just not... Women, yes. Men... That isn't a good look. No woman has ever been intrigued by coming home and her man just being in a Hawaiian shirt and nothing on underneath. Like, eh? You like this?
OHSU and Legacy Health called off their planned merger on Monday morning.
It's donezo.
Yeah, they're not going to merge. This is 18 months after it was first announced that they would be merging.
It did sound like maybe they were open to maybe doing something in the future. Like, they're going to break up and still, like, occasionally hook up, you know, feel each other, things like that.
Those are our two largest healthcare operations
yes.
in the state.
Yeah.
So they announced plans to combine in August 2023, then signed a binding agreement to merge last spring. The system would have included 12 hospitals, more than 100 other locations, and about 30,000 employees. It would have been the largest employer in the Portland metro area. And now they hate each other.
I don't think it's that, but like I said, I thought in there they didn't necessarily say that it's over and that it couldn't be. They were saying they thought they could eventually get the deal approved. So is this one of those that it's dead, or is it just kind of maybe on the...
Maybe they have to revisit it.
Yeah.
Apparently the stumbling block, at least last month, was a community review board unanimously voted to disapprove the transaction.
Yes.
The group, which doesn't have decision-making authority, was set up to help OHA, Oregon Health Authority, understand how the proposal could affect people and communities in Oregon.
Yeah, because it said there may... This was a spokesman. This is the part I read. I wanted to be here. It said there may be an opportunity for OSHU to acquire or partner in a different way with specific facilities or specific sectors of Legacy, but ultimately it was too big, too many risks for us to put through our, the whole thing. So there may be a smaller cooperation without there being the full meal deal. And following the announcement, ONA said it was confident the deal would be approved, but on Monday the trade union said it supported the deal because ultimately believed it would lead to better working conditions and frontline caregivers. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. We had a second body found in the Willamette River in Portland on Saturday.
I think it's our 7th of the year, I believe.
Bodies fall out of hearses. Yeah, apparently 7 bodies have been recovered from Portland waterways in the past 3 weeks.
Yikes.
Not the year, 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Yeah, but I think that might be the total for the year. It's just they're all happening right now.
They're saying it's not unusual.
Yeah, well, the weather starts to warm up and...
Because it's Portland.
Yep, it's insane. Well, and some of this is just, you know, like that kayaker story.
That's another story.
My man who was kayaking knew nothing about kayaks and he decided to go out having no idea where he was going in the middle of the night when it's pitch black. Can't do that.
Well, yeah, and he wasn't from here. He didn't know there was a waterfall.
No, he's just like, hey, I'm going
So out. They found his body, too. So that's another story. So the first two bodies were in the Willamette. One was just north of the Steel Bridge. The other was Cathedral Park.
Yeah. More details?
No.
Well, we see it every year when the weather starts to turn nice because everyone starts heading to the river. People drink and they don't realize that just because it's 75 outside, the water is still butt-ass cold. And then you jump in, you get in some problems, and yeah, it happens every year.
Well, and we got a lot of homeless around.
Yeah, that happens.
Stuff
too.
Like that. Yeah. The other story is that the kayaker from California, they found his body in Gladstone. Or they believe it to be his body.
Yes.
He was the one that went over Willamette Falls.
Yeah. My man wasn't from the area, wasn't an experienced kayaker, and he went out when it was dark. That's not good.
7.5 miles downstream.
Yeah, that's all bad. Don't do that.
Elk Rock Island, yeah. They say. Yeah. So there's your hot body news. Bodies everywhere.
Apparently.
The real ID.
I do enjoy that they said it's pretty normal occurrence. That was a quote.
Well, yeah.
They're like, eh.
Yeah. They don't want to alarm you that it's a lot of bodies.
Well, remember like back in Canada, we had body parts washing up and they were like, it happens.
Yeah, feet.
There was a bunch of feet. And the Canadian government was like, it happens. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Don't alarm anyone. Don't cause a panic.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are they supposed to? They're supposed to come out and be like, yeah, you should, like, that's freaking
lock
weird.
Your doors.
And, like, lock. Yeah, I mean, somebody's cutting off feet and it's not good and you should probably be scared, like, really, really scared.
You
can't really say that.
I think it's a little weird and they're like, it's normal. 7 bodies, 3 weeks, it's fine.
The real ID requirement begins tomorrow and it's about to blow, but who really cares? Next on The Fan.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is in the news for May 5th, 2025, Cinco de Mayo, which is a celebration of some sort of military triumph down there. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we do this every year, and then we go right back to not remembering. Look, it's just an excuse for people to wear sombreros, ponchos, and get drunk.
Well, here it is. I thought down there it was celebrating something important.
Oh, it probably is. It is.
I think it's like they won a battle of...
Celebrates the Mexican Army's victory over French forces at the Battle of Pueblo on May 5th, 1862.
Yeah. They beat the French.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Who wouldn't want a toast to that?
Get in line. Basically, again, it's an excuse. It's like St. Paddy's Day. Is this an excuse for us to drink during the week?
Only you can prevent.
Is it a big deal down there?
Don't know. Never been down there for a second of mine. I'm assuming down there it's probably a bigger deal than it is up here. Like I'm guessing 4th of July, not a big deal down in Mexico, but kind of is here.
I just mentioned it's May 5th. Mm-hmm. Starting May 7th. You need a real ID or a passport to board a domestic flight in the United States.
Yes.
That's 2 days, guys.
I got my license renewed in December, and they reminded me of that. And then they stick you for like an extra $40.
Yeah, they get you.
Although I didn't need one because I always have a passport, but I did it anyways. I was like, whatever. Now I don't have to carry my stupid passport. Which, by the way, can we talk about the fact that why do we still have passports in 2025? They may like, why do I have to carry around that stupid book? And if something happens to it, like I'm not allowed to go home, it seems a bit ridiculous.
And they make passport cards, which look more like IDs, which I think actually will be able to be used in place of the real ID. But your actual your passport card isn't accepted in lieu of your passport when you're going to most countries.
Yeah, the only place it's acceptable, I believe, is Canada and Mexico. The whole thing is just ridiculous. In today's age, with everything on my phone, I can't get my passport. Sorry, I went down a road. It bothers me.
So if you don't have a real ID, it's just It's got a little star in the top corner. That's how you know it's a real ID. And it just looks like, yeah, it just looks like a driver's license. But you have to.
It is a driver's license.
Well, I know, but in order to get it, you have to have your documents. Like, you have to prove your identity, date of birth, lawful state in the U.S. So it's like there's more hoops to jump through.
Mine doesn't have a star on it.
Let me see.
No star, but I'm Washington. You're Oregon.
Yeah, this must just be in Oregon then.
Yeah, no star on
it. Yeah, look at that.
This is like a regular license.
Boy, you got a little American flag right by your face there. Jan 6.
America.
Might as well just say Jan 6 on it.
Oh, yeah, that does. I guess I didn't notice that. Look,
why do you have that?
I will tell you that.
Did you pay extra for that?
That does look like a January 6th mugshot, does it not?
Well, yeah, especially with the American flag right next to your beard.
Yeah, it's somewhat problematic. I'm trying to think
on this. They don't have like an action shot of you breaking into the Capitol.
Yeah, ours just says at the top, enhanced.
Yeah, but you have to. So they charge you more, and they have to run your documents and everything. It's just so they know who you. Yeah, you know.
I had to bring. I think you had to bring in.
You know how it is.
I had to bring in a birth certificate. I had to bring in like my passport and like a
couple
bill,
of bills,
like a bill.
Yeah, you got to prove your place of residence.
Prove that I wasn't here illegally or something. I don't know.
Anyway,
so
you got
to make sure you go to the airport.
You got
to
have one. I guarantee you it's going to be a mess.
100%.
I'm flying not this week, but next week. And I'm going to go early because I guarantee there's going to be a bunch of people in line holding things up, yelling at the guy.
Guaranteed.
What do you mean real ID?
Oh, I've never heard. It's
been all over the news for a year.
A year? Dude, this thing.
5 years.
It's been years in the making. I promise you someone will be at the airport causing a scene and will get tased over this.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
I want to see that. As of last month, only about 37% of Oregonians with licensed credentials, nearly 1.4 million people, had been issued a real ID.
Yeah, and you got to realize that there's so many of those people that don't consume any news, that don't, they're the people like, I refuse to read the news, it's, you know, blah, 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 and then they're going to go to the airport, and they're going to be like, dude,
you
cannot get on this airplane, and they are going to lose. TSA agents have to just be dreading the next couple weeks.
I have a huge upset for you.
Yeah.
So my parents are pretty old, you know, the Rops.
Oh, yeah.
They're 82.
They're 82 years old?
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe even 83. Ooh. But they're moving to Oregon. Next week, I'm going to go pick them up.
So excited.
Now, I'm picking up their stuff and driving it out here. My brother is flying them from Salina to Portland.
Are you in charge of a U-Haul?
I am, yeah. It'll just be easier on them to fly.
Is it just you?
No, Meat will be there.
That's great.
Because they have cars.
Oh.
So you got to drive the car. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a caravan.
Caravan of Rops.
But they're flying. Yeah. And boy, I tell you, my brother hit me with this the other day. And I was like, oh my God, you're so right. And I guarantee you, he was like, dude, do they have real IDs? Because I don't think they have passports. And I'm like,
uh-oh,
we're screwed. Because there's no way they're getting them in time.
Well, you can get it. You can get a.
They fly next week.
Yeah, but you can get a real ID the next day. I mean,
maybe there would be easy.
Yeah.
But this article I was just reading said that if you haven't gotten one, I think it's just in busier places.
Yeah.
If you haven't gotten one yet, you're not going to meet the deadline.
Uh oh.
So I was like, oh my God, we're hooped. We got to push this off.
Yeah.
Jack and Sherry Ropp.
Yeah.
Salina, Kansas.
Real IDs.
Last time they went to the DMV?
Yeah.
Real IDs.
How about that?
They both have real IDs.
I can't believe your parents are still going to the DMV.
Dude, that is such an upset, I can't even begin to tell you.
Yes. Because, like, if you ask me, because my mom doesn't drive or fly, but my old man's still kicking around. Boy, it's an overwhelming favorite that he does not have a passport or a real ID. I'm guessing anyone over the age of 70, this is a significant underdog.
Yeah, maybe in Salina they can go get it really fast if they needed it. But this guy, Chris Crabb, is the head or spokesperson for the Oregon DMV. Wouldn't that be a cool job?
No, that would not be a good job.
He says anyone just starting the process to get a real ID likely will not meet the deadline. Right now, our lines are insane because everyone waited until the last minute. Appointments are booked weeks out, and DMV offices have seen huge lines in recent days.
Someone said, yeah, people have been incorrectly going into the TSA pre-check line for like 20 years still. Real ID issues are going to be real and nasty.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes, they will.
Yep. It'll be a while.
If you are flying anywhere for the next month, you get there early. Because I'm just warning you. That person who gets stopped at security is not going to go quietly.
You know what I do love, though? Can I just give a shout out to the TSA peeps?
Yeah.
If you try to get through the TSA pre line,
oh, they shut your ass
and they
down.
Get you up front, and they see that you are not TSA pre, you are booted.
Yeah, they boot you, and now
you got to go all the way back around.
Yeah, the boarding groups as well. Like you try to board early, like you're like a group four, and you try to they're taking that as seriously now at the airport.
Yeah, because people pay extra for that.
Yeah, right? I don't know why the boarding thing is so big, but I kind of want to go to the airport the first day that this goes into effect and just kind of walk. And just gotta watch and watch the meltdowns because you know they're coming.
That is in the news. May 5, 2026. It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. In honor of the deceased Hot 5 at 5.
I don't even know. This is my first non-Hot 5 at 5. Am I going to go through withdrawals?
Well, it's only our second.
You did it on Friday?
Yeah.
We killed it for the first time on Friday. Yeah. So.
And it was a little awkward.
It is.
It was a little odd.
We're going to come back. I don't really know.
But it's not like we got a flurry of texts like, hey, where's my Hot 5? It was mostly like, oh, yeah, you didn't do that right there.
Hey, people were informing me.
Didn't miss it.
I was like, ah.
We are going to ask Souk 5 questions about sports that he missed.
Okay.
In honor of the Hot 5.
Can't wait.
The death of the Hot 5. That's next on The Fan.